Good morning. Many clergy have what's sometimes referred to as a liturgical formula that they use before they preach, something like, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen, they start to preach. Or, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, my Lord, my rock, and my redeemer. Or, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and they begin their homily. I don't particularly have what might be called a liturgical formula. Mine is good morning. I'm humbled by others who have a grander ways of calling us together. But I might point out that John the Baptist had a very particular liturgical formula that he used in this gospel today. You brood of vipers. Who warned you to flee from the wrath that is to come? Good morning. If I were to one Sunday, Candy reads the gospel, places the book up there, and I come down here and say, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Some of you might say, George, I think you need a little time off. Really. John was known to be very direct in his message, in his gospel. We tend to be drawn more towards Jesus, who, interestingly, his message was the same. But the way John is presented in the scripture sometimes can be jolting. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He's challenging folks to repentance, to a change of life, to a new way going forward. And for John, it was about what you do. He says to them, I don't care if you're a descendant of Abraham. Don't try to claim that as some kind of excuse. Folks would say, but we're descendants of Abraham. You know, we're very unique. And John is saying, I don't care if you're a descendant of Abraham. In many ways, I don't care if you're a Gentile. I don't care if you're a Hellenistic Jew. I don't care if you're Greek. I don't care who you are. Repent and show forth the fruits of that repentance. It's a very interesting line. Repentance or change of life that John challenged folks to was somehow, for John, meant to be seen. For John, faith was not just saying what you believe. It was somehow showing forth that. John was more, we might want to say, we're very accustomed to the word orthodoxy, which means right thinking or right teaching or right belief, you know, making sure we believe the right thing. Religion tends to emphasize that a lot. What are the right things to believe? Orthodoxy. There's also a word that doesn't get as much attention, and that's orthopraxy. What's oftentimes called like right practice, the right things to do. John is more calling folks to that, how to do what we're meant to be about and do and show forth. Sometimes orthodoxy, right thinking, right belief, it's important. Don't misquote me here. That's important. But sometimes it can be so divisive. We just live in the world of what we believe and what we think. And I think we live in a time now where what we think and what we believe is dividing people. It's dividing this nation. Our government is dysfunctional. Because everyone thinks I'm right. And you've got to come to believe what I believe. And in that way, nothing gets done. John is giving another view, another vision here, another dream about doing things. And notice the folks who come to John, the people who have just been called a brood of vipers, they say to John, an interesting question, they don't say, well, John, what are we supposed to believe? Or what are we supposed to think? Notice the question that Luke puts there is, so what should we do? What should we do? And John's very practical. Very direct. He says to them, if you have one coat, if you have two coats, give one away. If you have plenty of food, give some of that food away. Tax collectors come to him and say, what should we do? The tax collectors were known at that time to be not only those who collected the taxes, but they also took a little money on top of that. Thank you for your taxes. Where is my money? And if you didn't give it to them, you'd be harassed. Tax collectors were despised. And so they say to John, what should we do? And John calls them on that. Collect the taxes. But don't extort people. Don't take advantage of people. Don't frighten and oppress people. The soldiers come forward. What are we to do? And he challenges them to accept what they are called to do, but to not oppress people, not to use their power to extort and take money and have people live in fear. He's calling people to change. And the change can be seen in what we do. And what is John inviting us to do? I hear him saying, and I preached this quite a bit, I hear John saying that we're being called to be human. John's not telling them any spiritual, religious, in the way we would understand that way of thinking. He's calling them to their humanity. And that's a message I believe that Jesus continues on in his ministry. Remember my mantra, we are not human beings who are seeking what it means to be spiritual. I believe we are spiritual beings from the moment of our birth. As we seek meaning, as we seek what this is about, as we venture forth into this world, we are the meaning seekers. That's our spiritual side. I think we are spiritual beings trying to learn what it means to be human. And John is challenging the folks of his time to that message, and a message I believe Jesus continues forward. And so the message of John during the season of Advent is one of watchfulness and waiting. But I wonder sometimes if it's us doing the watching or waiting, or whether it's God doing the watching and waiting. I'm watching and I'm waiting for you to live into the fullness of your humanity. Live into the fullness of who I've called you to be. Live into the dream of what you can become. I believe sometimes Advent is God waiting for us. And so, Alice, as you join us in priestly ministry here at St. Paul's, help us to live into that humanity. Walk with us, journey with us. Remind us who we are. Remind us who we are. Alice was ordained a priest yesterday at an incredibly beautiful service, and she begins this wondrous ministry of priesthood, a ministry of being a pastor, teacher, preacher, and be with us as we go forward together. And help us discern who we are together here in this community. Help form us. The children, the youth, all of us together as a priest, we welcome you into this and know that we care for you and love you deeply and will enfold our arms around you as you go forth in this ministry and as you care for us and love us going forth into this wondrous journey. God is waiting for us, and we are all here, and we welcome Alice's ministry in our midst of as a priest newly ordained. What an adventure ahead that she has in her life. And we are joyful to have her join us in this ministry together. So friends, you brood of vipers, let's live into the humanity God calls us to. Our world, our culture, our nation needs to learn what it means to be human. And we can begin that here in the way we care for one another, in the way we care for those with whom we are in relationship with beyond this parish, in the work that we do, the ministries we share in. Join us and let's venture forth together as God patiently waits for us, watchful and waiting, for the fullness of life that we can offer to ourselves and to this world.